call this March 20th, 2018 meeting of the Springfield Planning Commission to order. If you'll all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any adjustments to the agenda tonight? This is our time that we have an opportunity to take input and testimony from the audience. I would just tell you that we are moving into a legislative public hearing later during our session tonight, specifically related to relocating the Glenwood Riverfront Street Design Standards from Engineering Design Standards and Procedures Manual into the Springfield Development Code. And testimony related to that specific topic will be entertained during our legislative session. So if you wish to address the board on other Glenwood issues or topics, you're welcome to do that now. I have two requests. I'm assuming these requests are related to the public hearing. Is that correct? Yes? Okay. All right. That being said, we'll move forward. We have approval of our January 23rd joint work session minutes and joint regular session minutes. I hear a motion to approve those minutes.
I move to approve the minutes joint meeting with Lane County for January 23, 2018, the work session minutes and the regular meeting minutes.
Okay.
As amended, I sent some amendments to some corrections.
Okay.
As amended.
All right. As amended, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion to approve the work session minutes of January 23rd and the regular meeting minutes of January 3rd, 23rd as amended. That was moved by Commissioner Vose and seconded by Commissioner Cuevola. And all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Okay. At this time, we will conduct a legislative public hearing to relocate the Glenwood Riverfront Street Design Standards from the Engineering Design Standards and Procedures Manual, EDSPM, to Springfield Development Code 811-17-000137-TYP4. And this is a legislative public hearing, so I don't think I need to turn it over to legal counsel. I'll just turn it over to our senior planner, Molly.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm presenting the staff report for case number 811-17-000137, proposing to move the text and images from Appendix 1A of the EDSPM Engineering Design Standards and Procedures Manual to the Springfield Development Code by Council Ordinance. A copy of the staff report is found in Attachment 2 of your packet. As some of you will recall, following an extensive four-year process, the city adopted a package of land use amendments to the Metro Plan, Glenwood Refinement Plan, Springfield Development Code, and Springfield Zoning Map in 2012 for the Glenwood Riverfront, or the Phase 1 area of Glenwood, as part of a comprehensive effort directed by the City Council to update the Glenwood Refinement Plan. To support implementation of the Glenwood Refinement Plan's infrastructure policies, the city also adopted specific design standards for the internal street network in 2012 as well. These Glenwood-specific street standards were adopted by resolution into the Engineering Design Standards and Procedures Manual, as was customary at that time. Based on the recommendation of the city attorney's office, the city is currently in a process of moving all design standards that implement comprehensive plan policies into the development code. At this time, we propose moving the Glenwood Street standards, currently comprising Appendix 1A of the Engineering Design Standards and Procedures Manual, to the development code, as outlined in Attachment 3 of your packet. In accordance with the Oregon Administrative Rules, staff submitted notice of the proposed amendment to the Oregon Department of Land Conservation and Development on February 13th. Additionally, in accordance with the Springfield Development Code and with the Citizen Engagement Plan approved by Springfield's Committee for Citizen Engagement for this project, notice of this public hearing was published in the Register Guard on February 28th. Notice of this hearing and responses to frequently asked questions were mailed to all property owners and residents in the Glenwood Riverfront area. All owners and residents were also invited to a general Glenwood open house on March 13th. In response to public notice, I received 4 emails and 3 phone calls, the written contents of which I have placed into the record and which you have in front of you. In all instances, comments, questions, or concerns related to the possible impact of the proposed amendments on the individuals. As I explained to those property owners and residents, the action before you will have no material impact on them, as the standards were adopted in 2012 and are thus merely, we are thus proposing to relocate them from the Engineering Design Standards and Procedures Manual to the Development Code. Furthermore, the standards guide street improvements at the time of development or redevelopment. In addition to clarifications regarding the proposal before you, questions and comments were also submitted regarding streets south of Franklin Boulevard, sewer availability, permitted uses, and the Franklin Boulevard construction project. Additionally, questions were posed regarding possible future manufactured home park redevelopment and concerns about the impact of the implementation of the Glenwood Refinement Plan policies on very low-income residents. While not the subject of what is before you, I would like to note that this topic was explored in depth at the time the Phase 1 Glenwood Refinement Plan was originally adopted, and through the subsequent appeal, LUBA remand, revisions, and readoptions of the Glenwood Refinement Plan and its ultimate acknowledgement by the Department of Land Conservation and Development in 2014. The city subsequently took a leadership role in convening local, state, and federal partners in developing a coordinated housing and social services assistance response to vulnerable populations in manufactured home parks. The outcome of that effort is a toolkit for communities to inventory, assess, and support manufactured home parks at risk of closure. In 2016, the City Council also directed staff to evaluate housing needs and to build on existing strategies to increase the supply of housing and accessibility of affordable housing in Springfield. In summary, as stated in Springfield Development Code Section 5.6-115A, the criteria of approval for amendments to the Development Code are conformance with the Metro Plan, applicable state statutes, and applicable statewide planning goals and administrative regulations. As outlined on pages 3 to 10 of the staff report, staff finds that the subject code amendment to be consistent with these criteria. Staff therefore requests that the Springfield Planning Commission forward a recommendation of approval to the Springfield City Council regarding the proposed amendments to Springfield Development Code Section 3.4-200.
Okay. All right. Any questions at all for Ollie this time? Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
In your original report, you indicated, or it was stated, that concluding this process of moving the Glenwood language from the procedure manual to the development code, that there will be additional steps to follow. What are those additional steps?
I'm not sure
I can summarize quickly, saying that the Glenwood Standards Amendment is the first in a series of amendments of transferring from the manual to the code?
Oh, so I believe that you have the transportation, TSP implementation policies, the downtown policies, and I don't know if there's...
Yeah, there'll be some current standards that are in the engineering design manual that will be moved to the development code. Some of those relate to transportation and other ones to downtown.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, we will take public input. First testimony in support of the proposal. Hearing none. We will, I have one marked both neutral and against the proposal, and one not marked, and one against the proposal. So we will move to opposed to the proposal next. When I call your name, if you could come to the mic and state your name and address for the commission, that would be appreciated, so it's entered in the public record. Martin Desmond is first.
Good evening, Springfield Planning Commission and members. My name is Martin Desmond. I live at 4531 Franklin Boulevard, space 119. That's in the Glenwood area of Springfield. And I drafted a letter, and Molly said that she would provide you a copy of it. And so I just want to sort of touch on a couple of the highlights in the letter. And I realize in one sense this is just sort of a fairly bureaucratic move today, you know, so to speak, you're moving language from the procedural manual into the code. But, you know, my spouse here, you know, we've lived in the Glenwood area for about 3.5 years. We previously lived out in the Thurston neighborhood for 15 years. And I had the opportunity to read through parts of the Glenwood refinement plan in the last day or two. I have to confess, it's the first time I've ever read it. And I'm really concerned about a lot of the language in there, particularly the direction. And it ties into these road standards. And I know the Planning Commission members will probably disagree with me, but what I see is an attempt by the City of Springfield to gentrify the Glenwood area. And, you know, because I live here now, I'm going to be the first one, as I put in my letter, that, you know, the Glenwood area is an ugly ward. But it serves a very useful function. I mean, there are many thousands of people that live in mobile homes, travel trailers, RVs, and there really is no other place for these people. Well, literally, there's few other options for a number of these people to have. And so I'm quite concerned about both the general direction of the refinement plan, and in one sense, you know, from what I can understand, and I have to confess, I have a lot of trouble following exactly what is being proposed here. But from what I can gather, most of it is related to what is referred to as the Franklin Riverfront area, and then where we live, which is referred to more as the McVeigh area. Apparently there's not as much planning done for that, and I know I just have a couple or 1 or 2 minutes left, but you know, until I feel that we really have a commitment from the Springfield City Council to protect and preserve mobile home parks in this area, I would ask that you actually delete the language at 3.42708(2)F, where you address the McVeigh Highway. So that concludes my testimony, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. Next, I'd like to have Vicki McPowers or
McGowan.
McGowan. There
okay.
You go.
I'm sorry.
That's fine, Vicki. State your name and address,
pretty
please.
Terrible. Yes, I would like to say good evening, and to all of you planning commissioners.
Name and address for the record.
Vicki McGowan. My legal name's Victoria McGowan, but I go by Vicki. So I just start talking. I have written a letter, and I believe you all received a copy, so I'm going to try to summarize this and stay within my 3-minute time frame. I too am somewhat amiss in reading all 167 plus pages and plan to do so more thoroughly. But I have looked at it several times throughout the course of the years and have been in contact with Molly over the course of the years as well. So this is not the first time I've had concern. I was looking in particular at this letter that was written where the petitioner, Shamrock Homes, was written on January 30, 2013. And they were talking about, in that letter, the goal 10 of that letter was the city's decision to wipe out several hundred units of affordable housing, including 11 acres of the Shamrock property, as the most grievous substantive error. There's mention of a Metro Plan Housing Policy 825 that says to conserve this kind of housing. And I'm making also reference to ORS 197.307, which actually addresses the effective need for certain housing in urban group growth areas. Having lived in the park for 3.5 years, I would say that I have been really struck by the number of wonderful people and seniors who've lived there, and some of them have lived there for over 20, 30 years, and some of them are really, really shaken up by all of this. They're expressing real fear and concerns for where they're going to go, and they come to us too, and some of them couldn't even make it to this meeting. They're just too fragile or frail or too old or sick or whatever. So I'm also speaking out for those, and some of the, I mean, our home isn't too old. It was built in the 90s, and it's manufactured home park, double wide. But there's a lot of people that live in single wides, and some of those homes are pretty precarious. They were built in the 60s, I think, or older. And so to be given some money to move those, one, the house would probably break down while they're moving. The second thing is that where are they going to move them to? I don't think there's too many affordable senior home parks for these people to move to. Should something ever happen, a rich developer come in and take over the park, and so that's my concern, is in the future, where are these folks going to go to? Low-cost residents are people, too, with same concerns, same dreams and desires of many more affluent members of our community, and need to be taken more seriously by answering their concerns and how they can continue to live, not just in the next year or so, but continue to live in affordable housing in the future. And I also concur with Mr. Martin Desmond that with the manufactured home parks and such, that these do provide some kind of real affordable, but also a living situation where people can afford and live reasonably okay. And that there are a lot of creative ways to get rid of the ugly eyesores that our parks may create. And some of that could be that the city could maybe provide some monies to go into that to help improve the looks of some of those, especially on the outside. So I'm sure you all are aware of what the Shamrock Park looks like on the outside, but anyway. And also monies to help people who are living in shacks to maybe help them fix up their places. So anyway, I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Okay, and the last request that we have is neither in favor or against. Alberto
Miranda.
I'm sorry, Alberto. Please step forward and address the commission. Miranda.
Thank you. My name is Alberto Miranda, and I'm from Costa Rica. I have been in Oregon for 39 years. My business, Cafeto, has been in the Glenwood area for 28 years. Do you need my home address?
I think, yes, you can state it for the...
My business address is 4000 East 22nd. 20 years ago, we built this facility. We did not... avoid any of the planning issues. We have been able to observe all of the specs and regulations that the city of Eugene at the time, because we were under their planning jurisdiction, requested from us, and we built our facility that now provides 24 full-time positions and about 6 part-time positions. Cafeto has been in business for 35 years. We started here on Centennial in 1984, had a very short couple of years on Shelley Street, and eventually moved to Judkins Road, where we begin to plan the development of our site. We are in this moment confronting a very aggressive move by the Springfield Utility Board to take our land away from us for the purpose of building a transmission line that is leading to their substation across the street from our building. That happened to be a wetland, the only part of Palm Spring wetland in all of Glenwood. And in the process to build this substation on the wetland, they will destroy a tremendous amount of trees, about 300 of them. That is the last stand we have in Glenwood of woods of reasonable size that are currently, you know, doing the job it needs to be done, not only aesthetically, but functionally also. So this environmental insult is in the works, and we came over to respectfully request the mediation of the planning commissioner for these issues. The problem that we have here is that there is a very competitive feeding frenzy between the two utilities, Eugene Water and Electric Board, with over 20 acres adjacent to our property, and Springfield Utility Board with 10 acres adjacent to our property. Our property became an island. We have publicly owned property surrounding us. We need to find a way to stop this aggressive, invasive utility format and force the two utility companies to come to terms with each other, choose a site, and take care of business. As it is right now, EWIP ran out of reasons to build in the Macaulay property, which is the 24-acre property. Now the land is idling there. We do have very complex demographics there. There is some camps currently on that property. And then Sub is in the works to see if they could build their substation there. We need to find a way to provide spaces for these two entities to give us their needs and a way to resolve them without wrecking a 35-year effort that our company is being making to establish, you know, a viable business, a sustainable business in this community. So with all due respect, I request your mediation to address this very serious planning issue that is currently under this jurisdiction, and we would like to see if any of you could relate to my concerns right now. Is there a plan, and this is going to all of you, do you know of a plan that the city have to develop that entire area between the railroad track and I-5 on East 22nd? Is there an underlying plan in the works, or is this just the result of improvisation and competition between the two utility companies? What do we have here that could make my business retain the property and the community retain the jobs and the next site that we have already projected will bring additional jobs?
I hear what you're saying. I don't know that it's related to this specific public hearing. I certainly will relate, ask staff, post your testimony. As we get into deliberations and talk, we may be able to get some direction from staff and find out more. But let us get a little further in the process. We've taken your comments now. I don't have an answer for you, but I certainly will request information from staff about that specific topic. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
Excuse me, may I respectfully ask to submit a late one?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
I'll take that here.
Just go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Hi.
State your name and address.
My name is Gayanne Brenda. I'm at the Shamrock Mobile Home and RV Park, 4531 Franklin Boulevard, number 89. And I'm still really new to the area. I moved here because I'm on disability right now, and actually it's very affordable for me right now. I think we've done a lot to start improving the cosmetics of Shamrock. The owner has done a lot so far as updating and bringing up to code certain electrical issues and such. Our previous managers didn't really stay current. Okay, so I don't think it's an ugly little ward. I think it's a neighborhood that's not being gentrified necessarily, but it's definitely going through, you know, a facelift without, you know, white teeth, you know, that just glare you with like headlights and no lines or whatever. But the thing is, my biggest concern is the environment. There were some residents that were just stupid, cut back trees. The owner has had trees replanted there. I thought 35 feet, that's what the last manager, two managers ago told me. It was 35 feet from the river for this bike path. Okay, 75 feet is going to wipe out a lot. And now looking over this plan here, I'm seeing all the parking that's just on the west side of the little bridges. And I'm wondering if what you have in mind isn't a little bit more like Denver, Colorado, where you have a river and there is just no real natural life there at all. It's you got your concrete walking down the river on either side and buildings. And I'm a Portland girl, so I'm used to like having a forest park there with all the eagles flying overhead. And I was just telling my friend, I saw like 9 eagles just over there, the river, and then 2 behind me, like that would be on the other side of Franklin over there to the southwest. And that's going to go away. I mean, with all that pollution and stuff like that, they are going to go away. They're going to find other places to be. We have deer that cross the river. And I know that's very enjoyable. People raft. The first year I was there, which was July 15, the only eagle I saw swooped like for 100 yards up the river, and there were these college kids rafting, and you just hear this girl scream because then they saw it going that way. It was just totally unafraid and having a jolly good time. And you know, we'll lose that. I do not disagree with gentrification. I was in Northeast Portland when that was gentrified. We kept a lot of the older buildings though. New things happened along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, nice apartments and condominiums and such like that. And I see that it's a lot of undeveloped ground, but does it, you know, I'm not really sure what you have. I heard something about college dorms and apartments and all, but the pollution going up and down the river, we already get just tons and tons of grass seed coming up because for some reason it backs up. I don't know if that's the way the gorge is, and it backs up, and we have all this extra pollution in Springfield during the summer, and it seems like the, not sure how all that's going to work with all the extra car emissions. I looked at that proposal there, unfortunately did not have a chance to look online. Okay, you have mostly just discussing parking, streets and parking. Cars. So, you know, Springfield's beautiful. I don't know if it's going to stay that way with cars. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you for the public testimony. Certainly appreciated. We have some questions, question and answer time from the commission. We had a couple of topics that were brought up. We had one related to two or three of those were discussing the Shamrock property specifically. And Molly, these road standards moving from the where they are to the code, I mean, those properties will not be developed until, if and when, either a developer purchases the properties or the people who own them currently choose to develop them. Is that correct? Shamrock property?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Are you aware of the piece of property that Mr. Miranda was discussing related to the electrical station and so forth, and what's going on there?
I am aware that EWEB was looking to purchase property in the phase two area of the Glenwood Refinement Plan, and that SUB was also looking to do that. I don't know what the status of those sales is. Phase two, you know, the council, when the council directed staff to update the Glenwood Refinement Plan, it was intended to be a phased project.
Right.
The riverfront was completed first, and we're waiting for council direction to do phase two at some point in the future, and so that's when the comprehensive planning update would happen for that area.
So phase two, really, we do not have...
We don't have a timeline or
a plan specifically for
Mr.
that.
Mr. Mott might be able to answer more to that, and also as it relates to the EWEB sub. I believe there's a current, maybe there's a current development application in for the sub property. I don't know.
SUB is interested in pursuing the development of a substation in Glenwood in the vicinity of the bakery, and it will tie into the power lines that go down to the substation near Goshen, or I guess in Goshen. It's a backup line in case of failure of other systems. It's not needed.
So it's redundancy, basically.
Yes, it is. It's not needed for industry right now at all. In the past, EWEB was interested in exercising a water right that they have and constructing an inlet facility close to where Nugget Way is, and they were going to pump the water from that inlet facility to the base of the hill that goes up towards I-5, and they were going to build a treatment plant there. And then they were going to connect that treatment plant to lines they have real close to I-5, where Franklin goes in, and possibly underneath I-5 into the Laurel Hill area. They requested that the Springfield City Council initiate the PFSP amendment and the Glenwood Refinement Plan amendment to allow that to go forward, and our council declined to initiate. So Eugene City Council could initiate this on their behalf. It's a regional issue. All three jurisdictions have to participate. I haven't heard what their plan is to do with that property.
Would that come before the Planning Commission?
Well, it depends on what they want to do with it.
Right.
I mean, if they want to do that water facility, it has to come to the Planning Commission first, then go to elected officials.
Right. And to the city.
Stage that you're doing this.
Right.
If they want to do something else with it, if they're going to, then I don't know what that might be, but if they're going to propose to do something else with it, it is whatever it's zoned. If they have a proposal that's consistent with that zoning, then it would probably just be a site plan review kind of an application. I'm not even sure if it's in the city limits, whether they'd have to annex or not, what kind of services are available to it. We never got far enough along the way with that water treatment plant to find out any of that information. So I'm not aware of any kind of pitched battle between SUD and EWEB. They may be in close proximity, but SUB's interest is 100% electrical. And up to now, all I know is EWEB's interest is 100% water. So, but that's all I know.
Okay. So it sounds as if we're not aware of anything being in the works currently, however, and there will be other opportunities if there were something to take place for public testimony and input into the process. Is that what I hear you saying?
Again, it really depends on the nature of what they want to do. Some activities don't require a public hearing to go forward.
It was discussed before the city council on September 19th of 2016, and that's where the council decided that they didn't want to carry the thing forward.
That's correct.
And deferred it back to the EWIP folks to do something else with it. As far as I know, according to our the report we get every week on the high profile report, that there hasn't been any action on that, no updates on that, as far as I know.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, you have questions related to the action before us from staff? Yes.
I don't know if this is premature, I think it was Mr. Miranda who has the business. Is there already a discussion of an eminent domain or some sort of an action which would cause him to lose his property?
That's what we were just discussing. And as far as number one, it really does not apply to this specific action that we're undertaking.
True.
However, I wanted to be sure and have staff have an opportunity to put the information out that you were aware of. And you've heard now what our planning manager has said and our senior planner. I think that there could be something coming downstream. I would encourage Mr. Miranda to stay connected with the activities of both Sub and EWEB. And the city council. Certainly we have jurisdiction over anything that's a planning related issue. Would come at a certain level, would come before us, and we could be engaged in that process.
And both EWIB and SUB have public meetings of their board of commissioners.
They certainly do. Yeah, those are public processes as well. So I encourage you to stay connected there. So. The business at hand is related to relocating the street design standards from the EDSPM to the Springfield Development Code. Do we have other questions? I mean, to me, the process that was gone through previously, I certainly appreciate the input and the concerns voiced by the public in relation to the mobile home parks, and you know, I think that was discussed in great detail when we went through and put the plan together initially. This action this evening is really relocating what our current standards are into our development code, and that's really a requirement, isn't it, legal counsel? Hasn't there been a recent LUBA case or something related to that, that we really need to have these in the code?
That's right. They need to be listed as land use regulations in the development code so they can be relied upon for development.
Exactly. So that's the action before us this evening. Any questions? Okay, summary by staff. We are through the public testimony phase of the process. We're on to staff. So let's get our staff summary.
So I guess I would just say that as stated in the staff report, we find that the subject code amendment is consistent with the criteria listed in Springfield Development Code Section 5.6-115A, and request the Planning Commission to forward a recommendation of approval to the Springfield City Council.
Okay. Okay, we have, do we have any requests to continue? We don't have to.
You don't have to. This is a legislative matter, so it's in your discretion. But you need to make some record of the what you want to do with the record of the hearing.
So the record is open and the hearing is open. Do I hear a motion to close the public record at this time?
I move to close the public record and the written record.
Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded to close the public record and written record. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And motion to close the hearing.
I move to close the public hearing.
Okay.
Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Discussion of the proposal before us. Any comments? Come on, Nick. This is your last meeting.
You know, this seems like it's just, you know, like you were talking about, we need to get this into the development code so we're in compliance. So I'm in favor of it.
Concur. I would just say to those in the audience, we certainly appreciate you coming and being part of this process. And your public testimony is very important to us. And this Glenwood process is going to continue to develop over the next years to come. So I think it's very important that your voices are heard as this process moves forward, and certainly both at the Planning Commission level and at the City Council level, and at the sub and eWeb levels if you're impacted by potential development. So. We appreciate your input to this process. Do I hear a motion? Entertain a motion.
Chair, I move to forward a recommendation to the City Council to approve Journal Number 811-17-00-0137-2IP4, amendments to Springfield Development Code regarding Glenwood Street Design Standards as proposed in Exhibit B to this agenda item, because the amendments meet the applicable criteria of approval.
Okay.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Dunn, seconded by Commissioner Bowes, as stated, to move a recommendation forward to the City Council to approve 811-17-00-037-4 to the development code for the Glenwood Riverfront Street Design Standard. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Report of council action.
I attended last night's city council appointed members for the budget committee and the museum committee. Nice discussion by Councilor Woodrow about a visit to Food for Lake County she had. They continue to need a lot of help to keep people fed. The city managers proposed a wastewater flow management study for infiltration on wastewater lines. A private contractor by the name of Novak will be doing that. $340,000 was the initial contribution of city funds. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Any others? Okay. All right. Other business from the Planning Commission? Yes?
I have one quick question, not related to tonight's proceedings. I'll direct my question to Brenda to start with.
Oh.
Looking toward our next meeting with Lane County on the transportation issue, considering that our audiences have diminished considerably, is there a possibility of considering moving us to the back to the library meeting room for our next joint meeting?
Yeah.
It would
I could make sure
be a lot more elbow room.
Okay.
There is more room around the table.
Yeah.
More comfortable for some.
Yeah. So. We can do that.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
One other comment. A couple of editorials recently in the Register Guard and a number of letters, and also I've attended a couple of community meetings where the ADUs were discussed, and there's a lot of kudos to the city, to the city council, and to staff for working on those proposals, and everybody who's been involved in that should be real proud of what the community is seeing, or the commitment that the city is doing towards affordable housing.
Absolutely, and I was going to talk just briefly about the ADU process as well. I think the city council has not adopted that yet. Is that correct, or have they taken action on the ADUs?
I think they did. They just did.
Yeah. So that's incredible. I know they had had several work sessions and talked through a proposal that we forwarded on to them. Those accessory dwelling units, I think, are going to be a very positive thing for this community, the ability to create accessory dwelling units. And so we'll see over the next 2 or 3 years how that develops and how that moves forward. But certainly, I know planners I've talked to in Eugene and other folks, city councilors even from Eugene, have said, you guys are ahead of the game on this. And we're trying to really catch up. So kudos to staff and for that vision. So, and our city council as well. Okay? Any other business? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Man, you get to keep that.
Man, take it out before you take it.